Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Haiku Hump Day edition of the show. Tell you what, get your side chicks in order, boys, all right? Get your side chicks in order. If you learn nothing from Sharon Moore today, is it Sharon or Sharon? Sharon?
Sharon.
Sharon. Sharon Moore, I'll tell you what, it is a rough day for my man today. Michigan fans are, I don't know, if you're a Michigan fan, I want to hear from you today. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Rough day for him, rough day to be a Michigan University Wolverine football fan. That's obvious, and that's, I mean, that's been kind of the news du jour of the day. What a day it's been, though. Welcome in. It is 105 Through the Fan. Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, Mr. Blake Elliott to my right. Still the reigning fan phenom.
Yeah, I am. I thought about that the other day.
Can't stop, won't stop. I'll tell you what, I'm here for it. Hey, that's a bell ring. And guess what? Bell's on my side today. How about that? Put some respect on my boy Blake Elliott's name right now. New specs?
Just so today I cleaned out the house.
Okay, so you uncovered those. Those have been sitting in a drawer somewhere.
These are prescription.
Those are real.
These are real glasses to help me see.
Okay, that's usually what glasses are for. But
the text line is so clear. Blake has to ask y'all about Mr. Nasty. I forgot again during crosstalk to ask about Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty time.
I forgot.
Mr. Nasty time. Has he asked you for any more parlays or any more betting advice? Well, did yours not hit last night? Maybe that's why he decided to take a night off from talking to.
They did hit,
Mr. Blakey. Time
I did my parlay did hit.
Okay,
cool, $67. And right now we're trending towards some more hits tonight.
Come on,
everything's looking green right
now.
I
love it, green bean, as the kids say. Are kids still saying that for 2K? I know from the little bit of time that I've spent with my son playing that game. Green bean. Isn't that what the kids say when they're playing 2K?
I've never heard of that.
No, they're still saying that. Yeah. Still saying that.
You don't say green bean when you're playing 2K?
I've never heard that said ever.
Do you play 2K?
Not very often.
Well,
but
there you go.
It's 2K lingo.
Green bean. That's 2K lingo. I was going to say, I know there's probably things I say that nobody else says, so I can respect that. But green bean, I know for a fact is said because, again, that's the one game that me and my I'm just not a 2K. That game got hot after my video game days were over. The only game that I even remotely, once in a blue moon, will play is Madden, and that's college football. Right. Maybe college football if my when my son comes down to visit, he'll be down here in a few weeks.
Say sons, You threw an S on there.
Did I throw an S in there?
Yeah.
I might have been running words together, but no, I just have one. I just have one.
That was a Freudian slip right there.
I just have one. If there's some pigeon-toed kid comes up and looks like me and sounds like me and
you never played Need
says,
for Speed?
Dad? What?
You never played Need for Speed?
No. My video game days, I had one video game unit. I never had any video games unit growing up. I mean, I had a Sega, the original 8-bit Sega, for the hottest of hot minutes. And then I never had another video game again. I had a PlayStation 2, which apparently was just voted the greatest video game console of all time.
Obviously, everyone's going to be biased in their own ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, people... Yeah,
I would go Nintendo GameCube at the one spot. PS3 at the two, Xbox 360 right behind it. That would be my three. The Nintendo GameCube to me is the greatest console I've ever held. The little blue square had the most fun games on it. PS2 was banger.
That's where I
played Need for Speed Underground, which I'm looking at right now, which is one of the best games ever released. And then the Xbox 360. That's where I learned about shooting games.
I mean, look, if I'm gonna keep it a buck with you children, let's call it the original Nintendo. To me, is forever be the GOAT.
I didn't play it enough.
I was going to say, because by the time you were born, yeah. Nintendo had already been. I mean, we were already up to Nintendo 64s and Sega Genesis by the time you came on the scene. So the Nintendo was basically just a nostalgia play by the time.
877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel injury return text line. What was the very first game system that you ever owned?
Okay, 2-part question. I like where your head's at. First one you owned, best one of all time.
Yep.
Okay. Two-part question there for you. That'll be kind of our question of the night. What is the one you owned first? And let's throw a Game Boy out there if you had it.
Game Boy was fire. And I'm trying to think with the Game Boy. I have the Game Boy and the PSP. So I had both the handhelds. I think at different points in my life.
Now what was what did the Game Boy look like by the time you were playing it?
It was a blue square. It looked kind of like a flip phone, and it was very square like, and it folded up. And it was like a 2-parter. Well, the PSP was like more horizontal.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Nintendo Switch, but a smaller version. That's how PSP looked.
Yeah, see, I don't. Again, I remember the original Game Boy. I know Tetris was a monster on that game.
I think all the Game Boys looked the same, no?
Yeah, but it didn't have any. There was no folding of the original one. It was basically just a brick, and you put the game in the back and hit
I'm pretty sure the Game Boy I had, you could fold in half. You can put it in your pocket.
The original Game Boy. Anyone know folding? Bro.
They need to bring those back, folded. Man. I was playing games in the back of my mom's car.
But here's the thing, though. What can you do?
It's just not the same, man. Playing on a little iPhone, an iPad.
No, look, I don't disagree.
The textile. I need to feel the buttons.
Look, I'm so old. The last game I had on my phone, and I deleted it recently. Well, okay.
Flappy Bird.
Don't give me the lion. Don't give me the lion. Let me rephrase. The one game I still have on my phone is Retro Bowl.
Oh, I got no games on my phone.
So I have Retro Bowl on my phone. All right.
I do too.
Dirt McGirt has won 17 Super Bowls or 17 Retro Bowls. All right.
It's legendary stuff that happens on Retro Bowl.
No, Dirt McGirt is a legend. Let's get that straight. He's the. I think I just took a new coaching job, but I had to stop playing it. I had to stop playing it. All right, I had to stop playing it. It was getting too much. And then the game before that, Fruit Ninja.
I had Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Nobody plays Fruit Ninja anymore. 877-881-1053. Are you still playing Fruit Ninja?
Fruit Ninja's so fire.
Oh, dude, Fruit Ninja was dope back in the day. Ninja, that game was. Let me get them 5 fruits all at the same
Fruit
time.
Fruit Ninja was one of the original dopamine givers for the new generation.
Yeah, look
that, and then Temple Run. Did you play Temple Run?
Never did Temple Run.
Temple Run was up there. Only on the old. I don't want a new Temple Run. I don't want to revise on the iPhone 17.
You gotta keep it old.
It's OG. And then Jetpack Joyride.
Mm.
You never played that?
Know nothing about it.
What about Subway Surfers?
Couldn't tell you.
We were jumping side to side. Now, that game is still kind of fun.
Couldn't tell you.
You've seen Subway Surfers.
I mean, maybe I have.
You're
I don't
running
know.
From the cops on a railroad track.
Yeah, we're on the railroad track, and you're jumping for the coins back.
I mean, guys, you can literally bring the game up on TV, and I still wouldn't know what it is. I'm not a video game. I retired
from... What about Talking Tom?
I know Talking Heads.
What about The Sims? You feel like, oh, you probably played The Sims.
I play... Dude... I played the original SimCity, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
You built SimCity. Oh, did I? Did I? No, I played the original SimCity back in the day, but no, I look, outside of college, I mean, look, outside of buying games for my child, the last video game I bought for myself would have been Madden 2004, which to me is the greatest Madden of all time. Michael Vick, cheat code.
Big fan of Madden 13 with Odell on the cover. Oh, no, that wasn't Odell. Calvin Johnson?
Maybe, I don't know. I wasn't. Calvin Johnson? Your boy was done playing by them days, so.
I can't exactly remember. The years get mixed up. But yeah. I asked a question during Crosstalk.
Yeah?
And then I have a question.
How was Crosstalk anyway?
It was fun. It was fun.
Anything I need to know about?
Well, I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you how Crosstalk went. I asked this one question. This took up pretty much the whole time.
Okay.
What are places that are just regular places that you enjoy going to that, like, you know, makes you feel good? The reason I brought it up.
Like because the gym?
The gym could be one.
Okay.
Like, not the actual act of working out, just being at the gym. Just being, driving up to the gym. But the reason I brought it up was someone I was texting said, I just enjoy going to the airport. Just being at the airport. Like, the aesthetic of the airport.
I don't hate that.
And, like, you know, seeing there's big windows, there's airplanes, you're seeing different cultures, there's
always
people
some
watching.
Honeys.
There's some honeys, you're sitting down. It's just a new experience that you don't do every day unless you fly all the time.
I like the moving sidewalks too.
Yeah, like I'm saying,
love those.
Not.
But can we stay on the right side? I mean, people that stay in the middle of the moving sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. But get your ass to the right. I'm moving
because.
I want to feel like I'm walking faster than, you know, like it's a little space-time continuum thing going on.
I agreed with the person who texted me that. Because when you put your headphones in and you're on time, that's a big part of it. You're on time to the airport and you're not rushing. It's a fun experience for me personally.
Now,
Broad has completely disagreed. He's like, I've been on flights my whole life. I don't like the airport.
No, and I look, and Broadus at this stage of his life, I get it.
No, I got it, yeah. So what's that for
you? You're still a young buck. I mean, there's still a lot to that.
Well, Chuck said the movie theater for him.
Ooh,
it's a good vibe.
That is a good... Man, I'm going to stay with the gym, dude. I love the gym. I love everything
you can just walk around
it.
And just be in a good mood because you're at the gym. Not the actual act of working out and getting...
Oh, no. The act of working out. I mean, what else are you doing if you're not...
Well, that's what I'm saying. The point of the question is not because you get to go to somewhere cool on vacation and go to the airport. It's just being at the airport puts you in a good mood. Just being at the gym... put you in a good mood. Not the
almost workout. Every time. Yeah. Almost every time.
Like you're pulling up, you're like, man, this is how the front desk looks, how the everything. Everything
I will
everything
say the incessant tripods do get my goat from time to time. I almost walked into a couple today. I was like, what? Bro, I mean, homeboys.
Don't get frustrated.
I'm just saying, like, my man was bench pressing. Okay.
What's wrong with that? He's trying to show his followers his workout.
I mean, I get it, but it's like, bro, you're bench pressing. Okay,
I would record my bench press if I was putting up weight. If I put up 225 the other day,
225. Okay,
that's a big. Like, I would do the same thing.
I get it. I mean, what are we doing? Really, we're recording ourselves benching 225.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's just it's obnoxious. That's what's wrong with it. It's obnoxious.
Why?
You're benching it's 225, dude. Like it's 225. Like
what?
Bench 315, then you can record it. Okay, 225. Come on.
Everyone has different standards.
I get it, bro, but I'm sorry, but plus it's right there in the middle. It's in the now. I got to walk all the way around because I'm at the very look. I don't like it, but at least I'm respectful. Like I didn't walk through homeboy's path of recording his stream, whatever.
I think when you're recording, you don't you.
And I guess when you've been benching 225 for as long as your boy has, it just becomes old hat.
Of course, you had to do that. I had
to do it. Had to do it. That's the way we're going to do it. That's the way I'm going to do it.
Less than 1% of the world can bench 225. 0.4%
of
men.
That's crazy.
So when you do it,
yeah.
you're comparing them to you and or the bodybuilders at the gym.
Yeah.
But to all the people on social media that are watching, 99% of them probably can't do that. So it's a big accomplishment.
I guess.
I think it's fact.
I mean, that's cool. I'm just saying that just you. I was riffing, and that just happened to me today, and I just kind of was like, "Really, man?
Well, I think
okay." And again, I walked around. I didn't impede anything. I respected the fact that it was there. Yes, did it rankle me in that moment? 100%.
Do you think it's going to continue to rankle you though? Knowing that someone's trying to do self-improvement.
No, it's fine. It's just, look, I have the opportunity.
Because what if that person's never done it in their life? They've been benching 115 for their whole life.
Something tells me this dude's done it before. And I think maybe that was the other part of it. Because he's repping it out. Like, it wasn't anything special. That's what I think probably also irritated me. It's like, bro, you've been doing 225.
Now we're getting to the root of it, Dylan. It has nothing to do about the tripod. It has to do with...
It has everything to do. I don't care if you're showing off, but it's like, bro, what are we doing?
But what if they were on an epic weight loss journey and they finally got to benching 225?
No, my man, again, he was repping this out, so he's done this before.
So context does matter. It's not just the tripod.
If he was just repping out 225, and again, the first time I've ever seen anybody just record themselves benching 225.
That's the first time I see that. Every time I go to the gym, someone's recording himself bench 225.
I never noticed it.
That's good. That means you're in your own little zone.
I'm always in my own little zone.
But today,
just like I said.
Random guy just trying to get his workout in, show his followers. Maybe send it to the girl he's talking to. Hey, how was your gym? You know what? I'm going to record this set for you. I'm going to send it to you.
But I don't know. Maybe he's making money doing it.
Maybe
you know what? I hope he is.
Maybe that's his job.
I hope he is.
Record your workouts. He gets ads off of Instagram.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm just telling you, I thought it was a bit much. And once again, I did walk around. Hell, I took it in a completely different path today because some chick was doing those hip thrust things. And again, her and her friend are all up in the middle of the walkway, like, God forbid, but okay. Hey.
Fred.
Okay.
These are the rights that you signed away when you signed up for this gym.
I know. Look, you knew what kind of gym I know. You're signing up for. I know. And I understand it. Look, I love the machines.
You can go to that one gym our boy Diamond Mike's talking about. There's probably no cameras there. You can just get a straight meathead workout. Man. You don't got to worry about anything.
But I think part of it too, though, is what kind of mood I'm in.
See, Dylan, the more he talks, the more it reveals.
I'm in. I mean, I'm not telling anybody that's listening to me right now that listens to me on a regular basis, like, no. Again, I'm just complaining out loud because I can. Again, did I not affect their workout? Not one bit. Not one
bit. Poor guy's listening right now.
I mean, look, if you're a fatty and you know who you are and you saw the dude in the softball shirt today that was, you know, I stopped. It was almost like I was getting ready to fall into a thing of hot lava. I'm like, oh, there's that. tripod, walk around it.
Maybe next time you should say, hey, do you need a spot?
No.
You should just go to spot.
No, I'm not going to ask anybody for a spot. You want a spot, ask me. And again, that's how I know he didn't need one, because my man was, again, I'm not taking anything away from him being strong. My man was strong. He was repping out 225 like it was nothing. Like, he'd done this before, is what my point is. And maybe it's his form. Maybe he wants better form.
Maybe he's trying to look at his form to correct it. That's the best way to do it, is recording yourself.
Maybe he is.
Because I realized that when I started recording myself, and I watched, I was like, oh my God, I've been doing this wrong the whole time. My form looks terrible.
Yeah.
And then I corrected it.
Most of the Tolos texting in agree with Fred that people should not be recording themselves at the gym.
But let's be honest. I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Continue.
No, go ahead and say it.
No, I'm not.
No, say it. Just word it differently. What were you about to say?
You already started your statement.
Yeah, you already started. Go ahead and say it.
Well, most of the Tolos are probably not the people that are at the gym that we're going to that are 20 years old and influencers. So, yes, I would assume they're going
to
disagree.
Come on. Some of these people are not influencers. We need, I tell you what, if there's a word that we need to really do a deep dive on, is influencer. Okay.
There's a lot of people that go to our gym, Fred, that the gym is their job, is more so what I'm trying to
see, say. See, I believe that, but then I don't.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, half the people I'm watching doing this, I'm like, there's no way anybody's watching you work out.
One, it can be because you're strong. Two, it can be because you're good looking. Three, it can be because you're charismatic. All three are ways that you can be at the gym making money.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're posting a clip. You see a hot girl, you might stop scrolling. You see a super strong guy with good form, you might stop scrolling. You see a guy or girl that's funny or showing you a new workout, you might stop. And all that is money in their pockets.
No, I mean, I get it. I mean, look, if that's the case, totally. I was at my gym the other day, and
Would you make fun of me if I started benching 225 and recorded it?
Maybe. I don't know if I'd make fun of you, but I'd ask you, like, why are we, like, how long are you gonna record yourself every time doing it?
No. Because I've hit it the last two times I've gone to the gym, I've hit 225 for two reps and haven't
recorded. Should we go work out this week and record it?
I heard that you can only max out like once every couple months.
Max out as much as you want.
Such a meathead answer. Just max out to do it. Just do it, bro.
It's
good for muscle strength.
We're throwing weight around, bro.
To space it out. And so I hit 225.
Are we throwing weight around, or are we throwing weight around?
See, you're such an just old school. just lift the weight. I don't want to hear any complaining.
I'm here to lift up heavy. You know what?
Science based lifting, Fred.
Science based my ass. Okay, you know what? I'm doing that Mike Mensur, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's do heavy weight. Let's do 10-8-6. All right, and then we'll burn out when we're done. That's what I'm doing.
Fred stuck.
Because I'm not trying to hang out all day at the gym. I'm not trying. I got an hour. I'm gonna do three or four. I'm gonna lift heavy as all get out, and I'm trying to get big. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? You know what? Let's record one of our workouts one of these days. Okay.
Okay. I already record my workouts.
We'll get the Blake workout, and we'll get the Fred workout. Okay. Fred's is gonna take about 20 minutes. Boom, in, out, done. Swole as all get out. All right. What are we doing today? Your boy did the mythical high school football show. I'm jacked today. It's high school football right around the corner. Because I'm telling you right now, that's about all you got this weekend. Okay? What, Army, Navy? Go Navy. All right, we got some Cowboys to get into. We're also going to do a little fair foul. It's only a three-hour show. It's a blink and you miss it episode of the Fan After Dark today. Hump Day haikus. I was taking a task last week. Basically said that my haikus were terrible last week. And they weren't great. They weren't great, and I admitted that. So, topics for today. Dylon, Dylon is a haiku hump day legend in his own right. Tell you what, we've got our work cut out for us today, because we got Dylon. Hey, is the new guy, did he already leave?
He's sitting out there right now.
Is he going to stick around?
Legit.
Is he going to stick around for and another North Texas guy?
We should have him write one.
All right. Is he going to be here at 9:40? We'll find out. If he's going to leave, send him on his way. Two topics: Cowboys playoff chances, holiday parties. Okay, how is it,
Fred?
real quick. You know who won? One of the gift cards today at the holiday party?
Tease it. Make the listeners wait to get the answer. I don't know.
Apparently, the number of hours you work doesn't factor into whether you win golf, whether you win prizes or not. We'll discuss that later in the program, fair or foul. Hump Day Haikus, we'll do a little show rewind. Fatty's on the phone, you know the drill. But your Dallas Cowboys, the latest on who is going to be available on Sunday and much more. That's Blake Elliott, that's Dylon, I'm Fred, this is The Fan After Dark.
This next segment on The Fan After Dark is brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that to Mr. Dylon. Shout out to our newest hire who's getting his training on. Kind of like Prince when he went by the symbol. We will not mention new guy's name just yet until he's officially.
He looks kind of familiar. I feel like I know
him. I mean, he went to North Texas.
I feel like I've seen him before.
Well, didn't you know or had a class with one of the Phenom contestants too?
That did happen.
And you were too cool for school and you sat in the back with a towel over your head or something like that and didn't pay attention to class?
You know what's funny about that? And we're going to get into the Cowboys' four keys to victory.
You do that during shows too?
The Cowboys' four keys to victory to finish out the season and run the table.
Well, I just had them keys to going 4-0. So you've got four of them though?
I'll do four.
Because I've got a couple.
We'll do that here in a second, but yeah. I'm very introspective with my ChatGPT. I want to master myself. It told me that today. It said, I asked, what kind of questions do I ask you? And it said, you are someone who wants to master yourself. And it gave me like a full 3-page report on myself, whatever. But I sent back I found when I was cleaning out my house today, I found
Besides the
glasses.
Where did you find those glasses anyway?
Just in like a basket.
Okay.
I found an old college notebook. Mm-hmm. That I had done an assignment in, and it was a psychology assignment. And I took pictures of it, 14 pages, and I sent it in ChatGPT, and I said, like, what does this say about me?
What does this mean?
What does this mean? Like, what is my writing style? Was I a good student? How would you grade this? And it was just really introspective.
They gave you a mental health hotline number to call?
Yeah. It pretty much just said my brain thinks faster than my hand does, and that my thoughts are all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty much.
You need a ChatGPT to tell you that?
I was like, that's pretty much what's happening
now.
You
could have sent me a text, and I could have told you that just off the cuff.
Yeah. Said a lot of nice things, but I don't like. I like sharing just the funny
things. That's all ChatGPT does.
I tell it to keep me real.
You have to prompt it to say, like, look, man.
I tell it, I'm saying, I don't want to hear the fluff, because that doesn't help me.
Not every idea I have is going to make me a billionaire, so stop gaslighting me, ChatGPT. You're right. You know what, Fred? Now that you mention it, you're right. You are an idiot, okay?
Thanks for calling me out.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
And then even when it gives
don't
you
quit your day job.
Even when it gives you bad stuff, it gives you, like, hope at the end.
Yeah.
Yes, your girlfriend may have just left you, but what did I tell just the best thing to say. Name me one billionaire, Blake, that went there while having a girlfriend.
Would you like me to give you a rundown of dating sites that you wouldn't be the ugliest person on and get you ready to start loading up that? Yeah, thanks a lot, ChatGPT. You're making me feel a whole lot better. All right. What you don't need ChatGPT for, at the very least, and maybe we call this Fan After Dark GPT, keys to a 4-0 finish for your Dallas Cowboys. Now, this could be any number of different things. Obviously, we were on Monday night. We were all just in beside ourselves after that interception, and it prolonged the, hey, this Cowboys team's, the season's still alive. We're still very much in this thing. Now, of course, then you've got a game against the Vikings on Sunday night football. Kind of surprised, and I'm sure that somebody has asked this question. I haven't looked at it yet. I thought week 14, 15 was when they can start flexing games.
I think you can flex games whenever. They flex games in like week 5.
I'm just surprised, and I guess it's the Cowboys, so that's why you're not flexing out of it, and they're 6-6-1. They're still fighting for a playoff spot. It's Cowboys, Vikings, not the most exciting game in the world as far as from a, marquee standpoint.
Unless you're a Cowboys fan.
I mean, Cowboy fans are going to watch regardless. Yeah. Football fans are going to watch regardless. But, I mean, you know, if this was Cowboys Chargers this week, all right, where you've got to try. And by the way, can we just real quick, well, we'll do it in the NFL stack. We'll do it in the NFL stack about the whole Laura Rutledge and
Herbert
thing, which I'll tell you what. Some of the softest dudes I've ever seen. And women, I get it. You're sticking up for your girl, Laura. I get it. Whatever. But dudes that are trying to, like, bro, we get it. You don't get play, okay? Stop trying to screenshot your tweets to, oh, see, I stand up for women. Stop, okay? What a douche move. You're a douche. Anyway, Cowboys. one of the keys to them going 4-0, fast starts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this team's got, and Shoddy talked about it today. I remember if it was G-Bag or KNC I was listening to it on, and he talked about the need to get out to faster starts, the need to play with a little bit more pace, the need to play with a little bit more tempo. That needs to happen with this offense.
Where do you think the Dallas Cowboys rank as far as NFL teams in first quarter points per game? The Rams are at the top of the league at 7.7, so obviously that means they're averaging a touchdown for every first quarter they play.
Yeah.
Actually a little bit over, a touchdown and a field goal, touchdown and two field goals.
Wait a minute, what? You said 7 points.
Oh, I'm thinking the point seven. So I guess just a touchdown.
Yeah.
Where do you think the Dallas Cowboys rank on that list?
I mean, I would think they're top 10 because I feel like they were. I felt like the early start of the season, but things have kind of slowed down a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, don't get it confused with first half stats.
Yeah, that's
first
right.
Quarter.
The second quarter, they obviously had some. Middle of the road, 15,
nope.
16.
Nope. 23.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm. The only teams worse,
but you're right. First quarter.
The only teams that are worse in the first quarter from a points per game perspective are the Jets, the Ravens, the Raiders, the Chiefs, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Houston, Washington, and New Orleans. And then Dallas is at 23rd in the NFL at 3.8 points for every first quarter they play. So that would coincide with your thought of slow starts, and it's really plagued them even in when we've been hyped for the team. I mean, everyone knows we went down 21-0. After three possessions versus the Eagles. Now, one of those was on a fourth down, the blocked punt that shouldn't have been a block, or that should have been a block punt, but was a running into the kicker, which then gave the Eagles a chance to get the ball back.
To your point, though, you also had the fourth down that you didn't convert.
Fourth down.
At midfield in the first quarter.
First possession of the game, you don't convert it. The Kansas City game, when I'm trying to find my seat, and I see that Dak
is pick on the third play.
They have not been great coming out of half starting games. Because think about it, even in the Lions game.
Now, in fairness to them, though, they did come back on the very next drive and score.
They did. The Lions game, when things are hitting the fan, but you look up, correct me if I'm wrong, Tolos and Fred, 27-19 at half?
No, they were dead. No, I don't think it was 27-19. I thought that was in the third quarter.
I got you. It was. They had 20. It was 20-9.
Okay,
it was 20-9.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think it was 27-19, but 20-9.
It was 20-9.
It just felt like it was 27-9 because, like I said, that was one of those games where it just felt like they were never as close.
Because the Cowboys, they had three field goals. They had no touchdowns.
That's
in the
correct.
First half.
Yes.
So it didn't feel like
Aubrey.
We were really doing anything.
Bowling.
Second play of the quarter, they throw to George Pickens on the slant. Might have even been the first play. Interception.
Intercepted.
And when you are a high-powered offense like the Cowboys are, you can come back from it, as shown against the Eagles and Chiefs. But if you're going to be a playoff team, if you're going to be a team that runs the table, just having bad starts to quarters coming out of halves is not a good recipe for we want to make the playoffs. So that's yours. I would coincide with that. My biggest thing has got to be the secondary tightening up. Now, is it the secondary that had busted coverages like they had in the first 6 weeks? No.
Yeah.
Is it the secondary that had a good little run? No. I think it's somewhere in the middle where the secondary is – There's this thought process right now that you see in the players of not wanting to get beat over the top.
Okay.
And it feels like there is anything that any team wants underneath, they are going to get. And you know this firsthand, the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
How many times were Chiefs receivers open underneath? Now, the Chiefs players dropped a lot of passes, but we all remember the big fourth down to Rashee Rice. He's wide open in the middle of the field. So, like, we can be happy about the W, but right now me and Fred are looking into the details. Those are the things that when you're watching film are unacceptable on a fourth down. The guys are screaming wide open. Now, he dropped it, cool, but you can't be in love with the result. You got to be in love with the process. Mm. And that's what we're trying to do right here. And for me, the secondary is very much bend, don't break, but they're not a good red zone defense either. So teams are marching the ball down the field, and we saw the Lions do it, and you have no real pushback. Now, when you get ahead 14-0 or you have a lead, I believe in Quinnen Williams and that defensive line to get home and Cowboys stack up points and you beat the Cardinals by 30 or you beat the Vikings by a bunch. But when you play a Chargers team who's just kind of always in it and it comes down to late.
Oh, they're going to muck it up.
That's what I'm saying. And those points, I'm not worried about the run game like it was last 5 years where I'm like, well, teams are just able to run the ball and Dak will never get the ball back. I'm more fearful, and I think a lot of Tolos would agree.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Of this passing game, man, or this passing defense, excuse me. Like, when it really comes down to...
Now, you should be able to get home, though.
You should be able to get home. I'm not worried about that. Getting home and stopping the run, I'm not worried about that.
I'm talking about you should be able to get home on passing downs against Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like that offensive line is beat to hell.
That's where they get you a play action. Next thing you know, name me one corner that you feel confident enough to stick with Ladd McConkey, Justin Jefferson.
Oh, I don't trust any of them right now.
And so,
I
mean, like, teams are isolating that. We can't run the ball against the Cowboys. That is not a recipe for beating them in this current iteration. So just handing the ball off to Marian Hampton or Aaron Jones a bunch of times.
But you don't need to.
You know we can pretty much win one-on-one, even with their best corner. Pick out their best corner, Deron Bland, who has shown he can get beat.
Bland has not been good the last few games.
And when you have no lockdown corner or no even two corners that can equal one lockdown corner, if you will, you have a below-average secondary. I don't think
is Reddy Stewart your best cornerback right now?
He's consistent.
I mean, seriously. Reddy Stewart might be your best cornerback right now.
And to me, and you can definitely disagree, and I'd love to argue the other point. I don't know what's worse, having a run defense that feels leaky, which is what the Cowboys have been for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Fun secondary, fun scoring offense, but anyone could run on them and control the clock and control the trenches. That's a scary, like, formula to build behind. Now it's kind of the opposite. You do have a strong core and a nice little spine, if you will, even though the linebackers, we'll get to them. I'm not weary of getting home. I'm not weary of stopping the run. I'm not weary of teams beating us up in the trenches. I'm weary of these star players on the outsides winning. We saw what Jamison Williams, Amon-Ra, Jahmyr Gibbs, like the Cowboys had the better up front.
I mean, outside of the Eagles game, and I think that's has much to do with the fact that the Eagles are a mess
and offensively. And they're not a passing offense. They're not just we're gonna throw it around the yard.
Right? I mean, and so your passing defense has been terrible all year.
Yeah. Okay. You've gotten bailed out a couple times.
I mean, Quinnen Williams has helped the run defense. But he hasn't done anything really, and this isn't his fault. I mean, he's one guy because
he's helped it a little bit. Like if it went from 2, it went to 5. You know, like it didn't jump huge. I'm saying 2% to 5% out of 100. Like it jumped, but it's not some huge.
I'd say it's negligible. I guess because look, Jared Goff did whatever he wanted,
and I think that's going to continue happening.
And oh, by the way, you made a great point. All right, I mean, if we're being real. You got gifted, and I'm just saying this because I'm just telling you the facts. Drop passes and questionable penalties
helped you in the Chiefs game. I'm not saying you still wouldn't have won, all right?
But it made that passing defense look even worse when we're looking at the stats after.
I mean, look, thank God for an Xavier Worthy play that is being that gets run all the time in the NFL, and it's a 50-50 shot as to whether or not it gets called all the time, right? Rashee Rice, who decided that, you know what, I'm going to catch the ball like I leave, crash scenes, all right? Let's just do it every week. All right. It wasn't anything really that your defense, that your secondary did in the last 2 weeks against two of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And again, what's great is that J.J. McCarthy sucks. All right. Like J.J. McCarthy's not a good quarterback. You should, and I'd like to think, and again, we'll have to wait and see on this. I'm hoping that we see Eberflus dial some things up on Sunday against J.J. McCarthy. Or do you just feel confident enough? And maybe you do. Hey, we're going to do our five-man front, and we should be able to get to J.J. McCarthy with that five-man front because, to your point, Revel has looked like a rookie. And Deron Bland, you're starting to say to yourself, kind of wish we would have waited till the end of the year before we signed that deal. Because I'm telling you right now, my man does not look like the fifth or sixth best cornerback in the National Football
League.
Don't
get me started on Diggs, who Schottenheimer isn't really speaking glowingly of.
I'll tell you what. Let's keep the keys up. We'll do a little fair foul as well, kind of mix some things in the next segment, because I thought Kevin Hageland made a excellent point. Shout out to our boys over at KNC as to why we have not seen Trayvon Diggs yet. And I have not heard anybody else say this, and I'm not saying that other people haven't, but today was the first time I'd heard it here on this station coming from our boy Kevin Hageland. Excellent point, and I think there's a lot to it as to why we haven't seen Trayvon Diggs. Fair, foul, and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark here on a Haiku Hump Day edition of the show. Topics are as follows: Cowboys playoff chances and holiday slash Christmas parties. Whatever you're into, let us know. I did not win anything at today's Christmas party. You didn't either.
That's racist.
You didn't either. Trying to think.
That's got to be racist.
Broadest one.
Yep. Confirming.
You ready? The two people from the fan that won: Brian Broaddus, Larry Flores.
Okay, so it's not racist.
So shout out to them. Keeping up the Cowboys conversation just real quick. One other thing that I would like to see over the next 4 weeks, I'd like to see Hunter Lipke get involved a little bit more. Whether that's running the ball, whether that's in the passing game, something. You signed him to, what, a two-year, $8 million deal or something like that before the season started. And if I have one knock, and I'm sure we can come up with a few. Look, we all love Brian Schottenheimer. We think he's done a great job so far this year.
Shiesty.
Okay, I saw that today on your story. But why they have decided to... Because, look, Lipke was one of the few guys last year that was pretty reliable. I mean,
other than, you remember the thing that made everyone hate him?
What, that he was always in on third downs?
No. That was funny. That was more of us. More of media than
you knew they were throwing the ball on third down when Lipke came in.
No,
okay?
I was saying the Miami Dolphins game. You don't remember? The fumble on the 1 yard line?
Last year?
Or was that the year before?
That might have been the year before, because I don't think they played the Dolphins last year.
That was the sting that everyone had from Hunter Lipke, was the fumble on the 1 yard line.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that. I think that was the year before I got here. So, I mean, I thought last year, I mean, considering that offense was pretty humdrum and predictable, I mean, hell, Jalen Tolbert was your number two wide receiver last year, so that tells you all you need to know. But you have to spell Javonte Williams. Now, I'm hoping that since he's had kind of a mini bye, I mean, hell, the Cowboys haven't played in 10 days but by the time they line up and, the ball gets kicked off on Sunday night. But Javonte Williams, and again, he's been your bell cow. I'm not saying anything. I mean, he's been tremendous for you. You're going to have to figure out what you're going to pay him moving forward. All right, I'm thinking probably, do you do a 3-year, $24 million deal with a 2-year, opt out or something like that? Who knows? That's another conversation for another time. But Javonte, just I felt like in that Detroit game, looked a step
slower.
That's where you want to have that change of pace.
And you haven't had that, right? That's where, you know, when you drafted Jaden, for as great as this draft class has been, all right, or for as, I mean, look, you've got a starter in, I mean, Tyler Booker's been great at right guard. Donovan Ezeraku looks like he's going to be a building block for that defense moving forward.
No complaints there.
I get it. It's been easy to dunk on our boy Siobhan Revel. Hey, think about it this way. You had the Eagles, you had Detroit.
Yeah.
Back to back to back. And oh, by the way, my man's still trying to work that leg out, and he's got a brace the size of Jet Nelson around his leg. Okay. So, again, I'm not mad at him. He's going through his.
And you got to think about it. The other teams know what they're doing, too.
They absolutely
they're like, oh, we got a rookie
do.
Out there that's a little ailing.
Yeah.
We're going to him.
Oh, no, no. And look, he looks confused sometimes. Yeah. All right. I mean, he's looked lost a couple times. So
would you say cornerback, if you're going to look lost, is the most obvious?
Oh.
And it's the most like disheartening as a fan to watch your cornerbacks look lost. I think at any other.
Watching Kenneth Murray get just absolutely abused.
But I would say that takes all 22, that takes knowing the game.
Well,
I'm saying that just jumps off the screen. It's got to be corner, right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs shaking him out of his shoestrings on the third play of the game was pretty obvious.
I would say left tackle and corner are probably the most obvious to the casual fan that this guy's lost, if they're lost.
I mean, look, when what
if your left tackle's whiffing all game and your quarterback's getting sacked, like even the girl you're sitting next to is going to be like.
Well, I mean, hell, that Detroit game where Nate Thomas didn't even realize there was a defensive end lined up there.
That
like, bro, he's a foot away from you. Like, what are you doing?
That reminded me, and all the Tolos, all the real Cowboys fans are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. This was 2 years ago. Chuma Adoga playing the Eagles, and he just doesn't, and it was a huge game, and he just doesn't block. I think it's like Josh Sweat or something like that. Just doesn't block him off the right side, and he just kills Dak. And everyone was like, I don't want to see Chuma Adoga have a jersey by the end of this game. Like,
no, it was. And again, you're reminded that from a Nate Thomas perspective, look, this kid's a seventh-round draft pick out of Louisiana. He didn't play all of last season. There's a reason why he's a backup.
Spot starter.
He's a spot starter, all right? And you really need Tyler Guyton back on Sunday.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
I don't know.
He was in tennis shoes today.
Two out of three on Sunday? I don't know.
I don't know
who it's going to be.
CeeDee Lamb limited today, and Tyler Guyton was in tennis shoes.
They did say, I did hear Shadi say that CD needs to do a couple things before.
I don't want to see CD play this.
I said this earlier this week. I'm okay with him not playing one
because
more week.
I Twitter doctors, TikTok doctors,
yeah,
take it for what it's worth. But they were saying, like, obviously he did the fencing position, very similar to Tua. I'm not rushing back my premier receiver for 1 week because, one, sorry, Cowboys fans, I don't really think we're going to win the Super Bowl. So I don't want to, like, throw this dude's career out the window for one game against Minnesota.
No, and I don't think you would, but I'm with you. I
even if he's healthy, I don't want him to play. Like, take the week off.
I feel confident enough that
you got good enough receivers.
I think George Pickens is going to have a bounce back performance. I think George Pickens might have one of the best games of his life.
I'm taking
on
the
Sunday.
Over. I'm taking over 150 yards.
I would hammer the over, and I tell you what, I think Ryan Flannoy is going to have another big game.
Now that was my other one. You said Hunter Lipke.
I said Hunter Lipke.
I'm going to do Ryan Flannoy, not because CD's out, but just because I think he's a damn good receiver.
I think he
catches in traffic. Those were hard catches against Detroit.
Second best receiver against Detroit.
We obviously don't talk about it because they lost, and George Pickens was a bigger storyline. But Ryan Flannoy was not.
He kept you in that ballgame.
Do we remember on the double move? Obviously, the corner gets lost. I think it might have even been Reed again. Gets lost, and they bust the coverage. But, like, he hits a double move to kind of lose them. He's making catches over the middle on fourth down on deep in routes, deep crossing routes. Like, he's making plays. Do I think he's Malik Nabers with the ball in his hand? No. But for a guy that last year we were like, what? Is he going to make it?
He's a seventh-round draft pick.
I mean, who are the, we're talking about all the guys on the practice squad making it over him.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Flannoy. Now, he did show flashes. I mean, you know, you kind of had him. You had Jalen Brooks. You know, him, Jalen Brooks, and Jalen Tolbert were kind of all the same guy.
Yeah.
Right?
No
separation. Well, last year anyway.
Yeah.
This year, there's been, I mean, look, Jalen Brooks is what, on the practice squad?
Yeah.
All right? Jalen Tolbert's just hanging out, and Ryan Flannoy has...
Like, I think he's in the game plan.
Oh, no.
Shai's writing stuff. We've got a couple plays for you.
He's your bona fide number three receiver at this point.
I would agree.
Okay. Turpin is just a gadget guy,
Turpin,
which is what he should be.
I am taking back the comment I made at the beginning of the year. I was going off of what Shadi had said and the deal they gave him. He is not your number three receiver.
Oh, no.
Whether they want him to be or not, he's not.
No, and I never thought he could be. I just think he's too small.
And we're seeing
He's too small. And it's affected – and it's affected his return game. All right. I mean, I don't know, and maybe it's Bones Fossil. Now, Jerry came out and said the special teams coach isn't going anywhere. Now,
I was just
going
to say Sorensen. No one's even said his name this year. Should we be giving him more flack? Because
we absolutely should.
We had an all-pro special teams, whether it was kicking, returning, covering,
You had Brian Anger dropping back like he was Philip Rivers, for God's sakes, last year. Just, you know, 4th and 10, what? Brian Anger, hey!
And now this year, outside of Aubrey kicking field goals, we've been terrible on special teams.
See, that's...
You've been terrible, below average on special teams.
No, you've been... Your coverage unit is one of the worst in the league. What's helped you, and why we've kind of just glossed over the whole special teams front, Brian Anger's a great punter.
He is a very good
punter. We forget the fact that he booted that... I tell you what, that... 60-yard punt that he had out of the back of the end zone, taking one step and then booting it to the 35.
When Dak didn't have a safety.
Hey, thank the football gods, you'll take it. And then Brian Anger comes out there and flips the field for you like that.
My other guy that I would like to get more involved, and I think this might be even a this year and next year thing, Span Ford. I think it's less of a joke. I know we kind of joke on the show about him.
Yeah.
I'm being for real, though. I think he is... One, your second best tight end. I don't think that takes much talking about. I think most Tolos would agree.
I mean, I'm going with Rivaldo Fairweather, but that's just me.
Do I think he's better than Jake Ferguson? No. Do I think that if you gave him similar reps and put some time into him and he stayed healthy, that he could be comparable and maybe even give you a higher ceiling? I do. I think there is some untapped potential with Span Ford, and I think I'd be a little remiss. I mean, they just paid Ferguson, so it's tough.
Maybe you do more two tight end sets. Maybe you give him. I think you give him Scooney's reps.
Scooney doesn't need to be on the team next year. Zero reason. Because Spanford's a better blocker. So if you want to go straight coaching angle, we want the best blocker out there, that's Spanford.
Scooney doesn't even block on plays. I mean, you and I talked about it, the play where they throw the ball to CD. CD's pointing for Scooney to block the dude. And it may have sprung him. I'm not saying he scores a touchdown off it, but at the very least, probably picks up another 15, 20 yards, and Scooney just jogging.
All you've got is a corner. A tight end should be licking his chops.
Come on,
man.
That's
George Kittle.
That's your money, dude.
I get to lay out a corner.
I bet you Span Ford lays a dude out. So I'm with you. I don't disagree with you one bit. I would love to see, and maybe because Scooney's the second round draft pick and they're giving him every chance they can. I don't know.
But you've seen, the good thing is the Cowboys have shown this year, we're fine with moving off from our guys. They did it with Mazi, obviously. Yeah. You're pretty much done it with Tolbert, even though he's not off the team. You've said, hey, though Tolbert's our guy that we drafted and we believed in, he was great last year, we're not going to keep giving him reps over Flournoy. That needs to start happening to Scooney now. Needs to start happening to Scooney. Is anybody else we're missing? That's like one of their guys that they're still giving reps that is not playing well. You didn't draft Kenneth Murray. I mean, they act like it.
I think that's really about it. I mean, everybody else has pretty much kind of earned their keep, so to speak. I mean, you're not going to. I mean, look, after what we saw from Nate Thomas last week, I don't think you're swapping him out for Terrence Steele, right? I mean, that's just the reality of it. So, all right, 1 hour in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do a little Mavericks talk. Breaking news today. Color me shocked. You've got one Dallas Maverick whose season has been shut down. And guess what? It's not Anthony Davis. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.